Time now for Know Your Heart, a weekly conversation with physicians of Carolina Cardiology on how to care for the health of your heart.
And back with us on Know Your Heart, Dr. Andrew Brenio. Doctor, weight is a big, big issue when it comes to having a good, healthy heart.
This is indeed the case. Being overweight to obese, which is increasingly common, particularly in our region of the country, but across the United States. Once you get to that point, you increase your risk of both things that directly affect your heart health, as well as things that have secondary negative consequences on your heart health, like diabetes and high blood pressure. Everything kind of runs together when you look at obesity as a driver of other medical conditions that negatively affect your heart. This can include anything from developing coronary disease, increasing your risk of heart attacks. And when you add things like diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, and smoking, those together are a pretty serious combination towards the development of coronary disease somewhere down the line. Losing weight is one of the hardest things that I think patients can do in the same category as quitting smoking or dealing with an addiction. It's very, very difficult. And there comes a certain point where as we age, we wind up with problems with arthritis, joint problems, being overweight, the inability to exercise, and you get into this downward spiral that's very hard to escape from. So focusing on it when you have an opportunity, which is in your 40s, 50s, and 60s, once you get to a certain point, it's just really, really hard to lose weight. And I see a lot of patients struggle with it. It's just one of the biggest things that has resulted in the life expectancy of the Americans declining this generation as opposed to generations before us because of our high rates of obesity.
Dr. Andrew Brenio, thank you.
You're welcome.
Know Your Heart is brought to you by Carolina Cardiology Associates, dedicated to improving your quality of life. Learn more online at CarolinaCardiologyAssociates.com.